Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for October the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances put in place brilliantly by the founding fathers, one of the great solutions to the problems we face in America today. Let's get involved in the solutions. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. The whole world's going to be talking about the shooting, and there's almost nothing else that can be talked about, it seems. I think that's tragic, but I think that's reality. And thus, we're going to be forced to talk about it as well. We're going to have a completely different take than everybody else for good reason. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. First off, we had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, Campaign for Liberty, yesterday. Doing a great job. We talked about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints semi-annual general conference to the 15 million member plus worldwide broadcast. We talked about the following things: serve others, pray always, repent daily, have faith, learn to trust Jesus Christ, forgive all, love God and man, keep the commandments, testify often, sacrifice willingly, exercise patience, read the Book of Mormon daily, another testament of Jesus Christ. Make our will God's will. We talked about the family, a proclamation to the world. We talked about we warn. These are the prophets of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Quote, we warn that the disintegration of the family will bring upon individuals, communities, and nations the calamities foretold by ancient and modern prophets. Remember that phrase as we talk today, please. We talked about the importance of self-government based on core values. All right, we did a great job. We talked about a lot of wonderful things. All right. Then we talked about things that were not related to the conference. We talked about Tuesday, the U.S. House of Representatives will be voting on H.R. 36, okay? That's the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. If a baby's 20 weeks plus, you can't murder the kid. If it passes the House and Senate, it will be signed by Donald Trump. Matt Staver says, I'm also calling for unified prayer that God will move on the hearts of lawmakers to protect the innocent preborn among us. I hope we defund Planned Parenthood in the process. Because of the shooting, will the voting go on? Time will tell today. We'll keep an eye on the ball. Some say this is a state's issue, not a federal issue. Don't vote yes on this. I submit to you that it's the proper role of government when the Supreme Court gets out of line for Congress to rein in the courts based on the checks and balances. We talked about Ron Paul. He says, cut, do not reform taxes. The tax cuts need to be matched with spending cuts. Boy, is that spot on. Supporters even admit of the tax reform plans of the Republicans that it will include an increase of the national deficit of $2.2 trillion. That's right, with a T, trillion dollars. The inflation tax is one of the worst of all taxes for two reasons. One, it's hidden. And two, it's incredibly regressive. Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com, says meaningful tax reform will not happen. Quote, frankly, I have my doubts that the Republicans will be able to get any meaningful tax reform passed at all. They can't get past the wall of Democrats and liberal Republicans that control the Republican and Democratic parties right now. YouTube is targeting conservative groups more than ever. They said 50 plus dead, now more than 400 injured. By the way, an update on that. It's 59 dead and over 500 injured now. It's tragic. They say Stephen Paddock has been identified as the gunman, which I'm sure you've heard. Police confronted him on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Hotel Sunday night. Well, they didn't confront him because they entered his room and he was dead, is the claim now. At first, they claimed they confronted the man. And at first, they claimed that police shot the man. Either you got loose lips reporters reporting details when they don't have facts, or you've got a change in the story. Don't know which, but there's very strange things in this case, which we'll get to as the broadcast unfolds. Sheriff Joe Lombardo said that Paddock is believed to be the lone shooter. They say there's a female companion in question, but that she wasn't involved. Well, time will tell. Now, some say she wasn't involved and she's been cleared. Others say, hey, man, she fled the country. The government's saying there's no ties to Al-Qaeda or to these terrorist organizations. But the terrorist organizations are now claiming, well, hey, they take responsibility for it. They say he joined a couple of months ago, but the American media says there's no proof to that. So there's all kinds of things still up in the air and up for debate. While that's going on, a bank teller rips off a homeless man. We talked about that. We talked about the Health and Human Secretary Tom Price strikes out. He resigned so that he wouldn't get fired. We talked about Antifa, the violent group in Berkeley, literally targeting, intimidating, and stalking conservative Republican folks, literally putting them in harm's way. What a tragic situation. That's a recap of what we talked about yesterday. News the networks refuse to use today starts now, brought to you by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundTable.com or 801-669-2211. That's Kurt at LibertyRoundTable.com or 801-669-2211. And if you're a Give Me Liberty Fund member, GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Discounts on honey delivered directly to your door. Incredible stuff. Get a hold of Kurt today. All right, Kurt Crosby, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, my friend.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. I want to reiterate a couple of things before we really continue with this battle, okay? This discussion about the gun control issue. First off, let's be very clear. President Donald Trump said the Las Vegas attack was an act of pure evil, and he called for national unity in the wake of the deadliest shooting in modern U.S. history. I would say in U.S. history, period, but okay. Now, I agree with Donald Trump, Kurt. What do you say?
Well, it's right. I mean, you know.
Yes, I agree.
It's bad when people shoot people. It's not a nice thing.
Now, by the way, there's a lot of liberals and a lot of terrorist groups and a lot of all kinds of people that are praising this, saying this is fantastic. It's about time that, you know, conservatives pay and all kinds of, in my opinion, evil rhetoric. I don't believe in any of that, folks. I believe what Donald Trump said is right. Hundreds of our fellow citizens are now mourning the loss of family members due to this. This is a horrible tragedy. I agree with that. And we couldn't be more shocked, we couldn't be more concerned, we couldn't be more sad, and our prayers go out to the victims. No doubt about it, and the victims' families, and loved ones, and etc. Donald Trump's absolutely right. Now, I'm going to start out with this discussion by saying there is no place for division and hostility as we assess this horrible tragedy. No place. Now, there are those who are making this a political issue right out of the gate. We'll get to those folks. I'm disappointed in them. I ask them to please stop. And I want to talk about real solutions. All right. President Trump called for national unity. Boy, do I agree with that. Now, they say 59 plus dead. And they say over 500 injured in mass shooting, largest ever in the U.S. That's horrible. Just horrible. Now, let's talk about a few things that I think are important to understand. They talk about this lone wolf idea. Okay, they say that the guy acted by himself. But you've got terrorist organizations taking responsibility for it. They claim he joined them. U.S. says there's no proof. There's no ties to international and or terrorism. I don't know that we can buy those early assessments. Okay? I don't know that we can accept that he was a lone wolf. I don't know that we know that. Okay? They love to perpetuate information that they don't have any facts for. We have no proof that he was a lone wolf. Now you say, Sam, you don't have any proof that he wasn't. Oh, well, they talked about a female companion he had. They talked about all kinds of things. Let's discuss it. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt on your radio. You want to call in 866-986-NEWS.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. So I'm talking about this mass shooting. We got to talk about it. It's unfortunate that it happened, obviously. It's unfortunate that we got to talk about it to ad nauseum as well, because we're not going to get anywhere. The debate's just going to get more and more and more angry, more and more hate-filled on many, many sides. Tragic but true. They attack Donald for saying that when it comes to violence, but the evidence is out there. President Trump said the Las Vegas Act was an act of pure evil and called for national unity. We agree. We're not here to attack anybody. However, there's 59 plus dead and over 500 injured now. Gun control advocates jumped all over this thing to push for restrictions on the Second Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. Now, that's the part I'm having a problem with. Okay, we don't know that this guy was a lone wolf. They say you don't have proof that he wasn't, Sam. You're right, and you don't have proof that he was either. Well, Sam, we don't have any evidence that there was. Therefore, we got to assume that he wasn't. No, you don't. No, you don't at all. What you got to do is you got to step back and wait for more and more information to come in. But the reason that I don't like this lone wolf term and this push to talk about a lone wolf is because lone wolf is codified in all kinds of legislative realities, folks. And when you start talking about a white man lone wolf right from the area that the Bundys live, right before the Bundy trials happen, it starts to become very unique in terms of the legislative reality, the legal reality, the repercussions of what will be pushed for in other trials that seemingly are unrelated. Now, some would say, Sam, you don't have any proof this was associated with that trial in Nevada for the Bundys. You're right, I don't. But it's very strange it happens right at the same time the trial kicks up for the third time. They're going to try these people. And wow, huh? Right where Clive and Bundy's ranch is. They can say, Sam, the cities are different. Yeah, but they're connected. They're right there. It's right in the same locale. Now, am I saying that's a conspiracy? No, I'm not. I'm just saying it's a very, very strange anomaly in this case. And there's a lot of strange anomalies in this case. Starting out that he's a lone wolf. Starting out that he literally jumping on this idea that we got to have gun control immediately is very interesting. Tom Brokaw and Senator Elizabeth Warren made a point that I agree with. I know it sounds crazy. Now, they would want a completely different reality check from their point than I would, but nevertheless, we agree on the point. Here's what they say. Tom Brokaw and Senator Elizabeth Warren called for a national conversation about how to stop the violence. I welcome that discussion on one condition, Tom and Elizabeth. That is that you let all sides fairly come to the table for a real discussion. Not a, we're going to push for gun control agenda. Okay? That's the problem. All this rhetoric, all these statements that people are making that, in my opinion, are full of hate, that don't have any solutions associated with them. All right? For example, many are using this Las Vegas shooting to wage all-out war against the NRA. All right? We can talk about left-wing. We can talk about activists. We can talk about journalists. We can talk about whoever we want. But the bottom line is they're literally using all kinds of buzzwords and fake news to peddle the problem. Let me give you some examples to make the point. MSNBC spreads fake news about what they call silencers. Now, let me prove the point. All right? What is a silencer, Kurt? Do you know what a gun silencer is?
The ones that I've seen are basically just a thing on the end of the, what's that called?
Barrel.
Where the bullet, yeah, that's right, on the end of the barrel, and they somehow make it quieter, you know.
Okay, now you hit on the key word there, Kurt. Quieter.
Yeah. Right.
All right. They are nicknamed silencers, but there's no such thing as a gun silencer, Kurt. That's the lie. That's the deception. That's the game being played. Okay? And this is where I have problems with when we discuss this. Are we going to accept facts, or are we going to deal with just rhetoric and agendas? MSNBC spreads fake news about, quote, firearm suppressors. They're not silencers, Kurt. They're suppressors. So I agree with you. They make it quieter, but they don't silence these guns. Well, Hillary Clinton says there would have been more deaths if Las Vegas shooter had a silencer. There would have been more deaths, according to Hillary Clinton, if the gunman had a, quote, silencer. There's no such thing as a silencer, Kurt. They don't make guns silent. That's all movies stuff. That's all deception. That's all lies. Now, do they make a gun quieter? Yes, but it's still loud, Kurt. It's just not break your eardrums loud. But here's the problem with this discussion. The NRA bill was before Congress. They had an NRA-backed bill before Congress right now that would allow folks to more easily get, quote, suppressors. And now that bill's been derailed before Congress. So the interesting thing that I have on this is that they're deceiving people. They're calling suppressors silencers. They've now blocked a bill. The Republicans have already backed away from the bill. And this is why I question the narrative. I didn't say there was a conspiracy. Let me get this very straight. I question the narrative of all we're hearing about this case. Because there's a lot of strange anomalies. This guy being from the same place as Clive and Bundy is weird. This guy already being dubbed a lone wolf with no international ties is weird. They say this guy's a lone wolf with no international ties, and he had no connection to any hate groups or any right-wing extremist groups or anybody like that. How do they know all these things so quickly about the guy? All right, now, they're pushing for stronger gun laws on this thing right away. And they're going to start with what they call greater or stricter background checks for guns. Here's the problem with all that, Kurt. You know what? This guy bought all of his guns legal. The gun dealers who sold him guns say he exhibited no strange behavior and he bought his guns legally. So this idea that stricter background checks would help will not help at all. This idea that pretending it's a silencer when it's really a suppressor, and this law before Congress to ease restrictions on suppressors, they're literally, without evidence, making up issues that don't relate. Why don't they relate? Because he bought his guns legally. Now, they're doing everything to ignore the good news pieces of this story while highlighting the bad. The Democrats have control of the news, and the Republicans are falling for the trap. The Republicans are already backing away from Second Amendment appropriate legislation, loosening restrictions on these suppressors. But the rhetoric is already at a feverish pitch when they call for discussions. They're not going to let guys like you and I even have a seat at the table for the discussions is the problem. So when MSNBC starts to spread fake news about these devices, when Brokaw and Elizabeth Warren are calling for a discussion, they mean a discussion with you and I out of the discussion. They don't mean a fair discussion or an honest discussion. Okay? And sad part is stricter gun laws, stricter background checks, Kurt. Okay? These renewed calls, Kurt, are dishonest. Because if they have stricter background checks, that's not going to help with this. But here's the problem, Kurt. Stricter background checks is where many Republicans go along. If you outright say, hey, we're going to take away guns, outright gun ban, that's where the Democrats go. The conservatives don't go there. But even the conservatives like Mitt Romney and many others fall for the lie that all we got to do is have stricter background checks. I support the 3-day waiting period, says Mitt Romney and others. The Republicans go for that softer approach that we've just got to, we don't want to take away your guns, but we just want to softly, well, have stricter background checks. It's not just the Democrats that will go for that, Kurt. And so this debate that they want to have is a great debate to have. The problem that I have with the debate is they're setting the stage to marginalize anybody that's pro-Second Amendment, pro-legal right to keep and bear arms, pro-softening restrictions on these, quote, suppressors. They're now lying and calling silencers. They're framing the debate for us to lose, folks. Let's talk about it.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. The leaders of Germany and France say they plan an intensive drive to more deeply integrate the European Union after Brexit. The French president called upon the EU to, quote, work more closely on defense and migration for a Eurozone budget. He said there's a common realization of a need for a leap forward in Europe. Critics, though, say many countries such as Poland, Hungary, and the Czechoslovakian Republic have resisted a call to bring in migrants, possibly not being as compassionate as other nations and looking out for themselves, but at the same time, they have seen less of a spike in crime. The White House is going to begin a comprehensive review of American policy on China. The goal is to, quote, clearly outline American goals, ensure that U.S. policies are designed to achieve those goals, and get everyone in the administration on the same page. The review was first proposed in June. It will also take full account of China's economic and strategic ambitions and provide a vast range of policy options in the coming years. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low-delay, crystal-clear audio over the Internet. AudioCompass.com. Complete, accurate information has always been hard to find. For news the networks refuse to use anytime, anywhere, click to LibertyNewsDaily.com or sign up to get Liberty News delivered directly to your email. LibertyNewsDaily.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so there's certainly calls for stricter gun control laws. They're starting with increased background checks. The sad part is their rhetoric is out of this world. However, they're moving in ways that literally are going to change the game if Donald Trump and the Republicans allow this to happen. The pro-Second Amendment folks are on the ropes, not because they should be, but because they don't know how to control the narrative. So let me teach you how to control the narrative. You know what? Tom Brokaw and Senator Elizabeth Warren want to sit down and talk about how to stop gun violence. They want a national conversation. I welcome one. What I don't welcome is this deceptive, manipulative narrative using the terms lone wolf for this guy. He may have acted alone, but this lone wolf talks about domestic terrorism in legislation. Okay, and you start painting people as lone wolves, and pretty soon you deny people the due process of law. Now, this guy's dead, so he doesn't have any due process of law, but they'll use this lone wolf term, and they'll pin it on anybody, and they'll use it to manipulate the outcome of the right to a speedy trial, the right to a jury of your peers, and the appropriate due process of law that America's known for. That's where they're headed with this. Beware. Write it down on who warns you. Now, these renewed calls for stronger gun control. Look, this is premature. I don't mind the fair debate about this. But when they literally use all these buzzwords about, oh my gosh, if this guy had a silencer, it'd be crazy. He could have just killed everybody. All this rhetoric about, oh my gosh, the NRA is evil. They literally have blood on their hands because they're telling people to have guns. And okay, all this rhetoric has got to stop. President Trump said the Las Vegas attack was an act of pure evil, and we need to call for national unity. We need to stand on that in the media like you wouldn't believe. We need national unity. We need an appropriate discussion about the proper role of guns in America. We need to discuss why these acts of violence are occurring in the country. I agree with all that, but we need to do so in a fair space of discussion, not in renewed calls for greater background checks. Not where MSNBC is spreading fake news about silencers when they're really suppressors. Not when we derail a bill, an NRA-backed bill on silencers or suppressors right now. They're really firearm suppressors. not when Hillary Clinton launches the rhetoric of there would have been more deaths in the shootings if this gunman had a silencer. Don't let this bill pass. Kind of an idea. Okay, now, there's some anomalies about this case that we need to highlight as well that I think are really of concern. One, this guy comes from the same place of Clive and Bundy and others, same area of the country, right when the Bundy trial cranks up. Now, most people might dismiss that and say, Sam, there's nothing to that. You don't have any proof. I agree, but you can't deny that it's a very, very strange anomaly. I mean, this could have happened any time in history, and it happens right now when they're about to crank up this trial where many of these guys are being charged or tried for the third time. The government's on the ropes about these trials because juries have over and over said not guilty in Oregon, in Nevada. Okay, the government's desperate on this one. Now, is there a connection? I don't know. I just know it's very, very strange, the timing. Now, there's also other anomalies. There's a debate whether this man, this shooter's accomplice, this female, some say she was cleared. Others say, no, she fled the country. Well, if she fled the country, there might be internationalist ties. They claim she joined. What are these groups, Kurt? Al-Qaeda and ISIS and some of these other names? They have a new name for the terrorist organizations every day. I think it's ISIS now or whatever, right? Claimed responsibility for the attack. The United States government says, no, there's no tie there. But if this lady flew the cuckoo's nest, left the country, then there might be. I don't know yet. But that's another strange anomaly that they say he was a lone wolf. They're ready to double down so much on these things. Now, some are saying that he couldn't have stood up there and been so accurate with his gun and sprayed all these bullets and killed all these people. I'm not going to make any assumptions of those things. I'm not going to make any assumption of conspiracy at this point. I'm going to agree with Donald Trump and say it's a tragic event. Horrible. Our prayers are with the victims and those who have lost life and their families. I'm not going to say they're conspiracy or alternative motive or anything. I'm just going to point out some anomalies and wait for more information. And I wish the mainstream press would do the same. I'm not ready to call this guy a lone wolf yet. I'm not ready to say he didn't have international ties. I'm not ready to say that the bullets, you know, that, hey, this guy could not have shot those people or make all kinds of outrageous claims. I don't know. Gun experts tell me that, you know what, this could have easily been done. I'm going to bring up another anomaly, though. How did this guy get up to his room with so many weapons? How did this guy fly under the radar with all of his weapons purchased legally? I don't know how all these things happen. Was this guy on psychotropic drugs? I don't know. A fair question. Was he seeing a psychiatrist or a psychologist? I don't know. Fair question. None of these things are being discussed. We're just launching into, we got to have more gun control. And we got to start with stopping the NRA-backed silencer bill or suppressor bill. We got to launch into, well, it's already moved towards greater background checks. Well, greater background checks wouldn't have helped here, folks. But there's even more strange anomalies that you need to be aware of in this case. And I'm not claiming conspiracy. I'm saying these things are little threads that we cannot ignore. I don't know if you know, but one Vegas concert attendee showed no fear as bullets rained down. He seemed not the least bit fazed. People are ducking for cover, and this guy seems to have yelled something like blank off with an F word, essentially taunting the shooter. Now, why would there be somebody in the crowd taunting the shooter? Who in their right mind? Now, there's another story, and I don't know if this is a different story or the same story, because when you have unidentified people, it's very hard to pin it to the same story. But the next story says this: man chugs beer and flips his middle finger at the Vegas shooter. So now there's a guy, everybody's ducking and running for cover around him, and this guy literally stands up, puts his hands up, puts his beer to his lips and starts drinking and just flips off the shooter. Absolutely insane. Some of that's in video. So would that really happen, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know, but it's very strange. And finding out who would do that tells me, would that guy be in the crowd somehow? Maybe if these guys are self-suicide terrorists, Might that guy be in the crowd to stand up and flip off? Maybe trying to encourage others to stand up and increase the death count or the shoot count? Being willing to sacrifice his life? Was there somebody involved with the shooter? They're claiming no. But when you have two accounts of somebody standing up and literally, you know, yelling at the shooter, having no fear, flipping off the shooter, tipping their beer, you kind of start to wonder what's going on here. I don't know the answers, folks. I'm not saying this means anything. But what I'm saying is to jump to the lone wolf conclusion this quickly is crazy. If this lady left the country, why would she leave the country? Why would we let her leave the country? I thought Vegas got locked down at McCarran International Airport right away. How did this lady leave the country? If there's no international ties, well, what about the claims of ISIS claiming he joined? What about this lady leaving the country? If there's nobody involved but this lone wolf, what about these guys standing in the crowd defying any intelligent response? What was their motive? Who are they? I don't know the answers to the questions, but I'm telling you, they cannot be ignored if we're going to do a fair, honest, and open investigation. Or are we just going to jump to the renewed calls to turn this political, jump to the renewed calls for stronger gun laws, starting with stricter background checks and attacking the NRA, suggesting they have blood on their hands? Now, who's behind this style of either ISIS or Al-Qaeda or Antifa or Black Lives Matter or the Black Panthers or ACORN or many organizations that have committed violence? George Soros, Hillary Clinton. Who's behind all these things? Where do they get their money? Does that have anything to do with this case? I don't know. But we know they're willing to go to violence. We've seen it before. They believe the ends justify the means. So I'm not going to accept that he acted alone scenario yet. And I'm not going to accept that there's no ties to either international terrorist organizations and this is the other thing not being talked about, and or domestic terrorist organizations. Supposedly this guy was a gambler. Supposedly this guy was an accountant. Supposedly this guy had no military training of any kind. Supposedly this guy had a father who's now dead, who was on the FBI's most wanted list for armed robbery, who escaped from prison. We get all these details that seem to be meaningless that put him in the camp of a white guy gone crazy, a lone wolf domestic terrorist. That fits the gun control narrative perfectly, and it ties in with this idea that, oh man, the Bundys have got to be similar. Even though we don't strikingly make a comparison, it's on everybody's mind. And you paint this vision of doubt or who people are, not directly, but indirectly, huh?
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, there's so many things that aren't being reported in this. There's so many things that are being reported. All the, in my opinion, information that paints a narrative towards anti-Second Amendment, towards gun control, are the narrative they're painting in every way possible, including who they let speak, how they let them speak, what they let them say, how they represent things. They talk about a gun suppressor as a silencer. I know they're nicknames for the same thing, but is there an attempt here, an agenda? I think there is. And when you have people in the crowd, let me say this again. One Las Vegas attendee shows no fear as bullets rain down. Man chugs beer and flips his middle finger at Las Vegas shooter. All right, now, how can you say it's a lone wolf for sure when there's a lady that's either cleared in the case that was his companion and or a lady that left the country? And you have a guy in the crowd, or maybe more than one, literally standing up, acting like they're not fearful with a beer in their hand, etc. Could there have been signaling where the shooter knew if somebody stands up drinking a beer and flips you off, that's the guy that's your friend, don't shoot him? I don't know. I'm just telling you, to dismiss this and call it a lone wolf scenario right now is absolutely dishonest reporting. And from a police officer point of view, or a law enforcement, or an investigative FBI point of view, whatever term you want to use, it's absolutely sloppy reporting to make claims like that. To deny there's international ties right now is absolutely dishonest and irresponsible as well. All right, Kurt, do you have any thoughts on this before we get to the fantastic news stuff on this case?
Well, you know, one of the most interesting parts to me was to read that the guy was, according to one report, where was it, Washington Post, you know, very wealthy guy. He'd spend literally months, if not, you know, days in the casino. I don't hear of anybody talking about, well, you know, we're going to have to limit people's exposure to casinos. We're going to have to, you know, that kind of thing. Exposure to all these video, apparently it was a video computer or casino games that he really liked to play. You know, I don't know if they were shooting games, but they say he was very wealthy.
But that's my point. We're not even discussing or looking into these kind of details, these questions, before we make all these outrageous definitive claims from law enforcement to the media and all these irresponsible people. Look, if the guy played video games all day that were shooter games, if the guy literally was being seen by a psychiatrist, psychologist, if he was on psychotropic medications or antidepressants and things like that, all these details, whether he acted like a lone wolf or not, look, I don't know, but I know this. The likelihood of some guy standing up, acting like there's no fear, drinking a beer, and there's no connection whatsoever is pretty slim. At least it's worth investigating. But they're not doing any of those things, Kurt.
You know, the other thing, I mean, at least it makes as much sense to me to, you know, start trying to ban, you know, silencers or suppressors, as it does. Apparently the guy wore khaki cotton pants. So, you know, I guess you'd just say, well, anybody with khaki cotton pants, you got to check them out now. Polo or collared shirts, those are the things. Didn't drive anything nicer than a standard rental car, according to some people. So it's like, well, got to check all those people out. You know, it's just, you know, I just don't see anything about this whole deal that makes sense to me, except that, hey, it's a crazy shooting. You know, a bunch of people have died. Now, you know, wait to make up your mind as to what's going on until all the, you know, studying is in. What his brother, I guess, said that he could lose $1 million and still have enough to live on. He'd be at the hotel for 4 months at a time. It was like a second home. I would say those things don't point to anything of a, you know, great life. And yet some folks don't say anything about the whole idea of the gambling and that kind of thing.
Well, and let me tell you why, Kurt. Because this is what I mean about the debate. They're not willing to have you bring up things like when you gamble, when you drink, when you do drugs, when you're on psychotropic drugs, when you do all these things against God's laws and against normal behavior. You know, the 64-year-old man playing video gambling games all day. The poor guy's addicted. He's in a funk. They need to research if he still had gambling debts or what the details are. You bring this up, though, and see, you're not welcome to the debate. And that's my whole point, is if we're going to have an open debate, then we need your points to be discussed, because I think they're critical. Let's back into a discussion about what a blight on society the gambling reality really is. I mean, it has husbands and wives leaving spouses, leaving children, total irresponsible behavior when people gamble, total poverty for gamblers, total abuse for women who are married to gamblers. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of the societal ills related to this gambling, in my opinion, curse that's backed by, funded by, controlled by our government. But see, they're not willing to add this to the discussion. You're just simply going to be dismissed. But your point is spot on. And that's what I mean by, are we going to debate this openly, Elizabeth Warren? Are we going to debate this openly and fairly, Tom Brokaw? Hillary Clinton, are we just going to basically lock down your rhetoric and just roll forward with this hostile agenda towards the Second Amendment? Okay, are we going to ignore this man chugs beer and flips off the shooter? Could that have been a symbol, a signal? Was somebody working with the shooter? Everybody tells me, oh, no, Sam, that couldn't be. He was a lone guy. He was all by himself. Don't even suggest that or people will think you're a kook. I think you're a kook for not even considering the opportunity there. Without investigating it, without ruling it out, without doing your due diligence, how can you jump to such definitives? And then people say, I'm crazy for leaving these questions open. Well, Sam, there's no proof that he worked with him. That's right. But there's also no proof that he didn't. It's a strange anomaly that needs to be followed up on. I'm not doubling down and saying there's a conspiracy here. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying when the guy is right from the same place that Cliven Bundy happens, right before Cliven Bundy's trial starts, that's weird. When there's a guy that stands up and drinks his beer and flips off the shooter as if it's a signal of some kind, that's weird. When this guy literally hauls gun after gun after gun after gun up to his hotel room and no one catches on, that's weird. When somehow there's a lady that's either somehow instantly dismissed in the case and or fled the country, that's weird. When this guy has plenty of money as a gambler, that's weird. And let me tell you why that's weird. Any professional gambler that games the house or wins over and over, whether they do it legitimately or illegally, gets banned from gambling, Kurt. If you beat the house too often, government allows you to ban the gambler. How did this guy get so rich as a gambler or an accountant, but be, you know, not be banned, but yet just be, you know, living at the hotel and gambling and making all this money and doing so well? Houses, gambling houses stop you when that happens. All right. Now let's talk about some good news before the end of the hour, because so far we've just covered their false narrative, the mainstream press dishonesty, the law enforcement dishonesty, in my humble opinion. But there's good news, and it's not good news that people died or people got shot. It's the reaction or response that many, 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 many Americans have had to this. People worked together. People literally pulled up and used their own private vehicles to drive people to the hospital to get them help. Law enforcement personnel, first responder personnel, family members, fathers, literally put their own bodies in harm's way to save the lives of others. This lady in video tells a story of a cop that literally put his body over her and her husband's body to shield them, to save their lives. There is so many selfless acts of kindness, so much turning to God, Kurt, that it's astounding. And the mainstream press isn't reporting much of it at all. Let me give you another story that's phenomenal. Do you know who John Rich is, Kurt?
This guy with...
He's a country legend.
I don't know who he is. Oh, okay. Oh, I knew Charlie Rich, I think.
No, this is John Rich. He's a Big and Rich country artist band.
Okay.
And good. I don't know if you hear this story yet, but here's the deal. Here's the deal. John Rich is a country singer of Big and Rich, a musician. He's a great one, too, by the way. And he has a concealed carry permit, Kurt, in the building at the time this all goes down, and he was there because he was one of the performers. Well, I don't know if you know, but an off-duty cop who was there, too, came over to John Rich and said, hey, man, I know country singers oftentimes are armed. Do you have a firearm? John Rich says, yes, I do, sir. And the off-duty police officer said, may I please borrow it? I will give my life to stop the shooting. John Rich this country music star, gives his gun to the off-duty cop, who then spends literally the next several minutes defending the people. He shows him his badge. He says, "I'm an off-duty police officer. Can I have your firearm?" Everyone got behind, and for a long time, this guy literally defended people. So now you have an example of a concealed carry permit guy working with a police officer that's off-duty, literally defending and saving lives with a firearm. Are they reporting it, Kurt? What'll probably happen in this case is John Rich will probably be banned from the country scene forever. I mean, how dare him, one, have a gun in the first place, two, run around with it concealed, three, give it to an off-duty cop, and four, defend lives with it. But see, where are these good news stories being told? Where are the good news stories about the cops quickly finding this room and stopping it? I mean, it went on for a while, they say, but it could have gone on for a lot longer. How come nobody in the crowd had a gun to fire back, Kurt, either? There's just some strange things about this case that just shocked me. Oh, because they had set security at the concert, the average Joe couldn't get in the concert with a firearm. That's why, huh, Kurt? Oh, it's a gun-free zone at that point, right? Is that the way you would see it, Kurt? Are these concerts gun-free zones?
Well, at least as far as I can see. You know,
they never let me roll into a concert with that kind of stuff. I'm telling you that right now. So this is what I mean by the narrative that they're controlling. You got a gun-free zone due to security. You've got all these strange anomalies, but they're running forth that it was a lone wolf narrative and we got to have more gun control. And it instantly came out. And if Donald speaks out against it, they'll say he's a racist. And he's got blood on his hands for the murders. I mean, this is absolutely psychotic. I'm not here to tell you this is a conspiracy. I don't know yet. What I am telling you is there's strange anomalies and a clear run towards these, quote, accepted narratives that I don't agree with or support at all. And there's strange anomalies in this case, big time. Some rich gambler, white guy that has no ties to anybody, goes ballistic as a lone wolf, right in the area that they're trying to paint Ammon Bundy and others, right before their trial. Will it have a change in the outcome? I hope Clive and Bundy's attorneys push for a change in venue, but they'll probably never get it. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Beware of what you hear, ladies and gentlemen. Don't draw hasty conclusions. Don't be that irresponsible, please.